Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Yud Beis continues our conversation about things that are usur to do on Shabbos, but some of which are permitted to do in the Beis HaMikdash. In this Mishnah, we are discussing the case of a cabinet or some other kli that has a door. And these doors would be attached to the cabinet with basically two pegs. These pegs are called tzirin. A tzir is a peg that attaches the door to the cabinet, one on the bottom and one on the top, on the same side. So they not only attach, but they also serve sort of as hinges through which the door can swing open and closed. So at the very bottom, let's call it on the left, could be the right as well, but on the bottom left, it's this peg that attaches the door to the cabinet, and another peg on the top left, and so the door rotates on those pegs, but also those pegs serve to keep it attached to the cabinet. So, if the lower peg falls out, the door will stay on as long as you don't try to open it, and it's also relatively easy to fix. We just push the peg back in, and that's it. Nevertheless, it's still usur derabanan because you might use a hammer or some other tool to fix it and do a really like nice job so that it looks brand new, which would then potentially be usur daraisa because of makom patish, completing the construction of a kli. And therefore, our Mishnah says, "Machzirin tzira tachtum amikdash." In the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to put in this bottom peg because it's asa darbanan. It's not deraisa, so it's darbanan. Avalobe medina, but not anywhere else because it's asa darbanan. Veha elyon. What about the top peg? Now, if the top peg falls out, the door is going to completely fall off because of gravity. So the top peg falls out. There's nothing holding it on top. There's only one peg on the bottom. And so it's just going to totally topple over. Also, it's a more complicated fix. And so therefore, it's still asur derabanan. It's not deraisa because as long as you don't use tools and make it a nice job, it's not going to be makom patish. So it's still asur derabanan, but this is a much more serious asur derabanan because it's far more likely to lead to makom patish. And therefore, kan v'kan asur. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, the Isur Darbanan is not suspended, and it is forbidden to put back the upper peg of a cabinet door. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'el Yom HaMikdash, Ve'atachtum Medina. Rabbi Yehuda says, the top peg, I agree with you, that the top peg is Isur Darbanan, because it might lead to Makom Patish. But it's asur derabanan, and it's a shvus, and it's going to get in the way of something we're trying to do for the purpose of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you're allowed to do it. On the other hand, and therefore he says, the upper peg is allowed to be done in the Mikdash, of course not outside the Beis HaMikdash. The lower peg, says Rabbi Yehuda, the lower peg is such a minor and easy fix that there is no chance that you would end up with makom patish from that fix. And therefore, he holds that there's not even an isur derabanan there. And so it is completely mutter to restore the lower peg, whether in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, as opposed to the previous Mishnah, the halacha in this Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. We follow the Chachamim, and it is forbidden to put back, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it is forbidden to put back the upper or lower pegs. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it is permitted to put back the lower peg, but not the upper peg.